inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. I'll be running the board for Mike this morning and taking your calls and texts. Let us know if you have a question for Mike today, 437-1620. Thank you for listening to us this morning, Mike. Great to see you. How you doing, buddy?
Jake, doing great. Thank you. Yeah. It's a little damp out there.
A little bit.
But I think we're going to get a break.
Yes.
I really do. And just in time for the weekend, it's going to come back.
Right.
I think Friday and Saturday is going to start raining again. But we're going to get a couple of pretty days in here. This is a great time of year because we can talk on the Garden Line about what we're going to do for spring. So many topics to talk about, everything from lawn to landscaping to vegetable plants to you name it. And we just hope folks will send us a text, phone call, ask your questions, and I'm kind of start the conversation. That would really, really be great. One thing I wanted to mention, Jake, and we've talked about this before on the Garden Line, but I think this time of year is really kind of fun, is an app on your phone called Picture This. We've talked about that before, but this time of year, it is so cool because as you have different plants in your neighborhood, as you're taking a walk around the neighborhood, and you don't know what they are, some of these things that are blooming, you say, what is that? Well, you have your phone, you hold your phone up to it, hit the button, and there it is. It'll tell you everything you wanted to know about that plant. I got an example. I brought an example for you, Jake.
Okay.
There's a tree in our neighborhood that is just gorgeous. Thousands of white blooms. Well, I thought I knew what that was, and I did. But I said, okay, but I'm going to test this computer, test my phone. So I did. And it told me everything I ever wanted to know about a Bradford pear.
Oh.
Bradford pear, of course, is one of our trees that we grow a lot of here. I'm not a huge fan of Bradford pears, but I think as they get mature, if they put on many, many years, they don't stay as pretty as they do when they're a little younger. But the point is, my app called Picture This. So go to your phones and install Picture This. You can do everything. Okay, so we got the big tree on Picture This. So I go out in my yard, and growing up in my grass, which looks like it's going to come back pretty good, is a little flower. About maybe, I'm going to say, no more than 3 or 4 inches, kind of all over my yard, but not in my neighbor's yard. I really did not know what it was. It kind of reminded me of a clover of some sort. So I got my little Picture This out, and it's called a common blue violet. Or, and this is what I love about this app, it tells you all the names anybody's ever named these plants, a common meadow violet, a wood violet, a hooded violet, or a Missouri violet, all the same thing. All the same thing. And then it tells you what it is and where it grows. Anyway, that app is so much fun because, if you're walking on your evening walk, or you need to do it in the daylight, of course, and you see plants that you say, you know, that's really pretty. I'd like to plant some of those, but I don't know what it is. Get your phone out with the Picture This app, and it'll tell you everything you wanted to know. It's kind of fun this time of year.
They should have named that app Mike Wiggins.
No, because I hope this computer's right. That's the only thing. It was one here I was going to mention to you. I thought it was kind of fun, if I can get to it. Anyway, probably can't do
that. And that's, do you have an Android or an iPhone?
An iPhone.
iPhone, okay, yeah. Look that up. Picture This app.
Picture This.
Is it free?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, see, Mike Wiggins is free here on the Garden Line, so let us know, 437-1620.
But I'm not sure I'm always as right.
Well, hey, it's free.
But it is interesting, and it is kind of fun. You can identify everything that's growing, from weeds to trees to what have you. So you might want to look into that. And if you do, let me know what you think about it on a text. We'd love to hear how you've used picture this.
Does that work with other things or just plants and shrubbery?
You know, that's interesting. Mm. I'm trying to think what else you would use it for. Mm. Maybe
Hey, I've got this rash, you know. what is yeah, I don't know.
Let me try it right now. No, I don't have a rash. Good point. I don't know. But I think it's still horticulture oriented. Yeah. But anyway, that's where you need to look at it. All right. A couple other things we need to talk about this morning, just very quickly, is a few tomato facts.
Mm.
I always tell people, Jake, that if you're just going to do a little bit of gardening on your own, you're really not going to grow plow up the back 40 or fill the pool with dirt and grow a vegetable garden. You're not going to do any of that stuff. But if you're going to grow one plant in the spring, grow a tomato plant.
Mm.
Plant it with your grandchild or your children and let them watch it grow. Then watch the tomatoes come on. Then have them for lunch. And it's kind of a great lesson in horticulture. But there are a couple of tips that the Extension Service have put out, and I thought I'd bring some of those. One of those is timing. Obviously, you're at the mercy of cold weather.
Mm.
You don't want to put a tomato plant in if we're going to have a hard frost or a freeze, but you don't know. There are a lot of people, a lot of folks, not only tomato plants, but annuals too, blooming plants, that will roll the dice and say, okay, it's mid-March. I'm going to guess that there is no more cold weather.
Mm.
Well,
you would think.
You would think. Mm-hmm. You would think. But you don't know. Because here's one of the problems with that is that you plant a bunch of annuals nowadays, and I'm sure everybody who's listening and buys plants realizes this, the price of plants is significant.
Right. Yes.
You don't want to plant a bunch of plants and then lose them when you could have waited 2 to 3 weeks and kind of hit a safe zone, if you will. But once you wait for that last freeze, let's say second, third week in April, you feel really, really secure. You can go ahead and plant. But the other side of that coin is you don't want to wait too long to plant that tomato plant, because once we get into the blistering hot temperatures of mid to late summer, they're just not going to do that well.
They're going to be marinara at that point.
They're going to be marinara, exactly. Yeah. You got that right. So don't delay for too long. So you've kind of got this little window here that you can plant. Nighttime temperatures, when they get 80 degrees, that's probably late summer, a lot of your tomato plants are going to stop growing.
Mm.
So find that window and plant so you don't freeze and you don't burn up. Let's put it that way. And then there's one other interesting thing, Jake, about tomato plants that people, I'm sure they know, but we could share. Some tomatoes are called determinate and some are called indeterminate.
Mm.
You want to take a guess?
Some are identifying as fruit and some are identifying as vegetables?
Not so fast, Jake.
Sorry.
Good try.
Yeah.
Good try. No, determinate tomatoes are sometimes referred to as bush tomatoes.
Hmm.
They grow to a specific size and they don't need any kind of pruning and they all produce within 1 to 3 weeks. Not 1 to 3 weeks of planting, but once they start producing, it's about a three-week window there of blooming. It's great for container gardening and canning and that type of thing. It's predictable, if you will. But then there are the indeterminate tomatoes, which most of us plant. Cherry tomatoes are a great example of indeterminate tomatoes. Better Boy, one of my favorites, is an indeterminate because it'll just vine up, and you've got to put in what they call a tomato cage or a trellis or something. And you can kind of keep it under control by doing a little bit of pruning too. So you've got determinate and indeterminate. Probably most of the ones we're all going to plant are going to be indeterminate. But you do have a choice. Then, of course, you've got right place, right plant, right place. It's got to be sunny. And here's something I think is important. You've got to have a pH of the soil around 6.2 and 6.5. When we talk about pH of the soil, be it for St. Augustine grass or growing a tomato plant, one of the magic numbers, not magic numbers, but one we pay attention to, is the number 6. If your soil is below 6, 5.8, 5.9, in there, you've got an acid soil, and you need to sweeten it. Remember we had that talk about lime last week?
Right.
You need to sweeten that soil. So if you're going to plant a tomato plant in a flower bed, realizing that we're in Pensacola, our soil is rather acid, and that's why we always say we have azaleas and camellias and that type of thing. You might want to put some dolomite lime in your bed. Just put a little bit out in the bed and work it in. So to get that pH right, because if you do that, that tomato plant's going to accept the nutrients that you put on it better than if you left it acid. Also, when you plant that tomato plant, you need to plant it so it's a little deeper than it was in the pot. And I have run over here for our break, Jake.
I'm glad you said something.
You were engrossed in the tomato plant.
I was.
But seriously, let's come back in a minute. And we'll finish this discussion.
All right, and we have some questions coming in, so get yours in before it's too late. 437-1620. We'll be right back with more Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable Pensacola expert panel. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Easter, Angelina's Supper Club, jazz at Jackson's, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talked extensively about the case before the Supreme Court about whether bump stocks should be illegal or not. We also talked about the pending ruling from the Supreme Court that President Trump may or may not be ineligible for the ballot in Colorado and other states. Talked to our good friend Ryan Jenkins, a farmer, and he gave us a great rundown of the history of peanut butter, some very surprising things in that conversation. And SNL's feeble attempt at making fun of Joe Biden's vigor. All of that on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Get your questions in before we run out of time. 437-1620. I just want to let you know there is a free app called iNaturalist. It's the letter I, Naturalist. And it is a free app that kind of does the same thing. Somebody was letting us know about that. So, yeah, thank you for letting us know.
That's great.
We'll get to your text questions here in just a moment. Like I said, get them in before it's too late.
437-1620. I'll finish this real quick on the tomato plants. I was just finished talking about this a minute ago. Bury them a little slightly deeper than they were in the original pots. That encourages better root growth. And there are three letters you need to pay attention to when you buy a tomato plant. V, F, N. The V stands for Verusillium wilt. The F stands for Fusarium wilt. And the N stands for nematodes. The plants are not immune, but resistant to those problems because the wilt is absolutely the worst thing that can happen to you because you've got this gorgeous tomato, Jake, growing and you're pleased. It's got a few tomatoes on it. Then you walk out to look at it in the morning and it looks like somebody's poured scalding water on it. And it's just totally wilted down. At that point, there's nothing you can do about it. Pull it up, throw it away, and hope the rest of your tomatoes do fine. Right. But if you buy a tomato, look on the little tag and see if it says VFN. And if that's the case, you're kind of hedging your bets on the wilt. Mm. So that's it. I know we have some texts. Let's do that.
Yes. A listener wants to know, can I put out pre-emergent dimension and post-emergent weed and feed at the same time? I haven't done either yet, but is it too late?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try this. This is just my opinion here. Putting out a pre-emergence, such as dimension, this is a great time. Because, you know, we always shoot for mid-February, early March.
Right.
Yes, put that out. But you got to do it quick with these high 70-degree temperatures. The weeds are going to come up. Dimension is a pre-emergence that inhibits these weeds from germinating. So if you wait too long, it's going to be too late. The second thing is, if you have already bought the weed and feed, I want you to think hard about this. We don't recommend weed and feed. Number one, most weed and feeds contain a pre-emergence, like atrazine. That's just an example. And so you certainly don't want to use dimension and atrazine at the same time. But the weed and feed, the feed part is generally very high nitrogen. And you don't want to put that on this early in the season. You want to do your pre-emergence, but you don't want to do the high nitrogen. Most of the experts, and we've talked about this over the last couple of weeks, most of the experts are saying, wait until your lawn is out of dormancy before you fertilize it. You can fertilize it right now, and you probably wouldn't damage your lawn, but it's not going to do any good. That expensive fertilizer is going to go to waste. If you wait till April, some people even say May. I don't have enough patience for that, but I certainly would wait till April to put out the fertilizer by itself. Not a weed feed. I wouldn't do that. I would put out a 16-08, a 16-48. Point is, you want that first number in that fertilizer to be the high number, and the last two don't have to be quite as high. Okay. So that's how I would handle that. I hope I haven't discouraged our texter at the tape, because if they've already bought that weed and feed, they've got a huge investment in there, and you might try it, but I wouldn't try it along with your dimension.
Okay.
But it's horticulturally, I think the county agent and a lot of your experts out of Gainesville are now saying, just don't use a weed and feed product.
All right. We'll be right back. We got another commercial break, and we'll be right back with your questions after this on the Garden Line, News Radio 92.3.
Spring is right around the corner, and it's time to get your favorite weekend activities underway. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now is the time to get your hands dirty planting all your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What are you growing this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll be sure to have the best smelling backyard too, while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and all its accessories at Barnes Feed Store. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Ensley on Old Palafox.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Jake, before we hit the bottom of the hour here, I wanted to mention something. This is really not gardening related, but I think it's kind of cool. I've got a very good friend involved in this, and I just wanted to mention it to you. It's the Books by the Bay. It's a event. It's going to be an outdoor book festival in Pensacola. It's going to be Saturday, March 23rd, so we'll have more time to talk about this later, 10 to 4 at Museum Plaza, which we all know is kind of behind the T.T. Wentworth Museum, that kind of a new park, if you will, a great venue for this. It's going to have all these authors come in, some of the 50 best-selling national, international, and regional authors. The event's going to focus on literary appreciation, feature wide ranges of types of books, from children's books to memoirs, mysteries, fantasy, Southern Gothic, nonfiction, historical fiction, poetry, graphic. It's going to be cool, really going to be cool. They're even going to have some photos there where kids, and even not just kids, adults, can write their own poetry. Anyway, it's going to be a great event. It's going to draw a whole bunch of people, but I just wanted to mention it because my good friend, who quite frankly lives over in Alabama, is an author. She writes children's books, and so she's going to be there. They're going to have a bunch of tents where you'll have different authors will have their books there, and you can talk to them about the book. And what I always find fascinating, just because I follow this some, they tell them, how do they write? When do they write? You know, what's your philosophy of writing? Anyway, the whole thing is going to be great. It's called Books by the Bay, March 23rd from 10 to 4. At Museum Plaza. So we'll talk more about this as we get closer.
Every book is a children's book if the kid can read.
That's right. We'll be right back with more Garden Line here on Pensacola's Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Get your questions in before it's too late. This time goes by really quickly. 437-1620. We'll be right back with more Garden Line after Fox News. Don't go anywhere.
News. I'm Chris Foster. On this Super Tuesday, with 15 states holding Republican primary contests, former President Trump says he's already looking past it to the general election.
My focus is really, at this point, it's on Biden. We should win almost every state today, I think every state.
Nikki Haley, also on Fox and Friends.
We let people have choices, and so many people said they wanted someone to vote for because they think it's a terrible mistake that we're going with two candidates in their 80s that can't serve 8 years.
More than a third of the delegates needed to win the Republican nomination are awarded today. The top two candidates, regardless of party, advance in today's California Senate primary. Former Major League Baseball player Republican Steve Garvey could be one of them, telling Fox some voters feel unheard in such a liberal state.
They're mad. They're standing up for the first time because a one-party state like this has suppressed their voice.
He was on Fox News at night. Three House Democrats are also in the race. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 65 degrees right now. It is cloudy across the area and a little bit of a wet and rainy day. Escambia County deputies say they're looking for a man suspected of trafficking enough fentanyl into the area to kill everybody in Escambia County, plus 25,000 visitors. Officials say 42-year-old David Denver Holland is wanted on trafficking and other charges. Now, this all comes after deputies attempted to stop a vehicle that they believe Holland was driving on I-10. That vehicle fled. It was later found at a residence on West Hope Drive.
Did a lot of research, actually. Found out that the guy went to a store and did some background and found out who he was, found out where he lived, went by the house, and here, boom, lo and behold, there's the car. And there's the guy getting out of the car, but he didn't have enough yet to stop the guy, but he did enough to get out with the car. Gets a search warrant, and we find a ton of dangerous drugs.
Sheriff Chip Simmons says they searched that vehicle. They found a firearm, 590 grams of methamphetamine, 170 grams of cocaine, and nearly 700 grams of fentanyl. If you have any information on Holland's current location, contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or call Crime Stoppers. Spring is in the air now, and Pensacola Interstate Fair planning some Easter activities for its upcoming March flea market. There's going to be Easter egg hunts for the kids in several age ranges. The Easter bunny will be on hand to take pictures. Now, those will cost $1, but no charge for the Easter egg hunt. The fair does say over 14,000 eggs, of course, stuffed with various candy and other goodies, are going to be hidden. There's also going to be food trucks there. The March flea market running the 15th and 16th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. each day. And it is 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
A very wet start to our morning. 90% chance of rain through the morning hours. Becoming spotty in the afternoon. High near 68. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Wednesday, partly cloudy skies. High near 75. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 65 across the area and rainy in Pensacola. Taking a look at our financial markets right now, the markets are down. The Dow down 203.90, S&P down 46.39, and the NASDAQ down 291.81 today. And your next news at 10, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
And now with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 5th, 1781, from British Armed Forces headquarters in Fort George on Gages Hill, this is News Radio 1620. And now also on FM 92.3. As we report today, our commander, General Sir John Campbell, has told newsmen that scouts verify that the Spanish insurgents under General Bernardo de Galvez have now placed over 3,000 men in their hastily erected battlements half a mile distant, and their artillery appears to be in a position to fire on us here in Fort George. Meanwhile, the open city agreement reached with respect to the population within Pensacola itself has been confirmed, and our governor, Peter Chester, added for newsmen that the balance of the expected 1,000 Creek Braves to help our situation here now has arrived to swell our defense force here in or near the fort to almost 5,500. Fort George is complete. Its guns are in position, and the various troop elements properly placed in the fort and in its redoubts. Supplies are in order, the general added. Thus, it now looks like a siege is about to begin. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Don't you care what anyone says, you keep that style. With that smile, you're tall. With that style, you must win. Where everyone stops, honey, that's where you begin.
Where everyone stops, honey, that's where you begin. I love that. Oh, man, those lines. So good.
But Jake, I thought you'd be playing Singing in the Rain today.
Oh, I should cue that up. Yeah, that would be perfect for today. Yeah.
Great music for a rainy day.
Yeah, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Get your questions in, 437-1620. Speaking of those questions, before the break here, listener wants to know, they have St. Augustine grass in their yard. It's full of weeds. They put down ryegrass back in November, but they put down a pre-emergent in February. Is now the time to put down post-emergent, or are they too early?
You're too early.
Okay.
There's no question about it. I would wait until that rye, we get to warm weather and the ryegrass goes away, or it's in the process, so then you could use your post-emergence. One thing about pre-emergence herbicides and ryegrass, it's kind of like oil and water. They really don't mix, because any pre-emergence you put on is going to inhibit any ryegrass from germinating. Same with, say you want to put out, say you've got some bad spots in your yard and you're going to put out centipede seed, which you can do in Pensacola. I don't like to do it until it really is probably the month of May. But if you put out a pre-emergence right now, like we talk about doing, then I wouldn't put out the centipede seed, because there's going to be enough of that pre-emergence left to inhibit the growth, or the germination, if you will, of centipede seed. Because a pre-emergence, sure, it'll keep weeds from germinating, but it will keep desirable grass seed from germinating also.
So pre-emergent and grass seed at the same time, no bueno.
No way. Because and once again, as we've talked about how expensive some of these things are, centipede seed is relatively expensive. Now, it's not as expensive as it sounds. Back in the day, we used to sell a pound of centipede seed for maybe $25, $30. Sounds a lot for a pound of grass seed, but it covered a big area. It would cover almost, a couple thousand square feet. What a lot of people do with a seed like centipede seed is mix it with some good quality builder sand to give it some bulk, which makes it easier to make that small amount of seed cover a larger area. So, anyway, I don't know how we got on centipede seed. But seriously, no pre-emergence and any grass seed don't mix.
Okay. Carolyn wants to know, what are the best indeterminates besides Better Boy? And they also want to know when to plant corn.
Ooh, I think you plant corn pretty soon. I would think so. No question about it. We're getting to that area. Grow some corn, and Jake and I will take all you have extra.
Exactly.
Exactly. No question. Let me talk about these tomatoes. A beefsteak is an old tomato, and I think that's an indeterminate one. Early Girl, which produces relatively quickly, is an indeterminate. Big Boy, of course. Better Boy is the one that most people plant as a indeterminate tomato. It's kind of the son of Big Boy, if you will, which I think is a little more disease resistant. So
not the restaurant Big Boy, which is known for tasty hamburgers and shakes.
I remember those.
Big Boys.
Those were good, no question. Anyway, those are just a few. But let me say this: if you remember when we talked to you last week about how to buy tomato plants, try to find some that have been grown by Bonnie Plant Farm. Mm. Remember we mentioned that last
right,
week?
Yeah.
It's a large greenhouse operation up in Union Springs, Alabama. And they grow quality. Mm. I'm talking quality vegetable plants and blooming plants too, blooming annuals. But you'll see their signs on these tomato racks when you go to your garden center. Grown by Bonnie Plant Farm. And if you buy one from them or one that's been produced by them, you're generally going to get some good quality stuff, no doubt about it.
A listener says, someone told me that Epsom salt will help with tomato growth. Is that a fact?
It is a fact.
Oh.
It is a fact. Epsom salt, a lot of people will mix that in the soil. It helps with the greening, the health of the plant itself. Yes, that's not bad. I'm glad we got that question because you can use Epsom salts, but when you plant a tomato in the ground, remember we were going to put a little bit of lime in.
Right.
You want organic material such as peat moss. That is critical in my opinion. That's organic, it's safe, and it helps with moisture retention. It enriches the soil. So you need to put peat moss. But then, insofar as fertilizer is concerned, and this is where you may have trouble finding this, because sometimes I live in the past.
Don't we all?
I know it. We used to use a fertilizer labeled 4-12-12. Mm. Remember we talked about lawn fertilizers? The first number was
16,
yeah. Right. Well, the first number for this fertilizer 12. For tomatoes was 4.
Oh.
Lower nitrogen, higher phosphate, higher potash. Mm. Those are the best fertilizers. And if you're making a bed, you just use kind of a minimum amount spreading at 4-12-12. Or you can just buy a bag of tomato fertilizer, which probably is going to have a similar formula.
Ratio, yeah.
Yeah. So if you put a little bit of lime, maybe a little Epsom salts, or peat moss, 4-12-12, turn all that over in the soil, rake it smooth, and you're ready to go.
Awesome. Lisa from Milton, one of our VILs, our very important listeners, says Good Friday has always been her garden planting time.
That is so interesting. Back in the day, this goes back decades, we were in the retail business, and we had an old-fashioned seed counter where we sold bulk seed.
Mm.
Okay. On Good Friday, we had customers lined up out the building into the street because Good Friday was the day to plant. And I swear, I bet you to this day, there are a lot of people that live by that because so many people, they wouldn't even think about doing it until Good Friday. So in any event, that's an old story. And we always look forward to Good Friday because that was a good business day.
Right.
No doubt
right.
about it.
Get your questions in before it's too late. 437-1620. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're going to go ahead and get to a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Eternity, oh Lord, have mercy on for me.
A little different from the country song "Poor Me," but yes, but yeah, I get it. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. So glad to have you with us this morning. If you have questions, let us know. 437-1620. Mike, take it away.
Oh, here we go, Jake. Hi. We talked about planting all those tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, boy, the county agents are busy. They keep sending good stuff. Joshua Chris sent this to me. He said, herb gardens. It's time to start thinking about an herb garden. Mm. He listed his favorite three herbs to plant. Herbs are interesting. There's one you can plant, cilantro, which is a leafy thing.
Love cilantro.
I do too.
Some people cannot eat it. They think it tastes like soap. I don't get that.
Right. But out of the same plant, the seeds is called coriander.
Ah.
So anyway, herbs sometimes can be kind of complicated. They're in the members of the mint family, believe it or not. And this, the reason I mention this, this kind of goes back to our talk about preparing for tomato plants. These herbs like a 6.5 pH. Mm. Whereas, remember, 6 is kind of our break point there. So it's over. So this is 6.5. We need to add lime is the point.
Right.
Absolutely. What were his big three here? Let me see. Rosemary was one. Mm. I know that. That's easy. And then another one was basil. Basil is an annual, likes full sun. It wants to bloom, but you just pinch the flowers off of it.
Right.
Because what you're after is the leaves. Mm-hmm. And then what was his third one here then? Joshua likes so much. Oregano.
Hmm.
Oregano. Anyway.
Can save you some money at the grocery store because sometimes it's pretty pricey.
Bernie
getting it.
Bernie Sporty. There's no doubt about that. And so these are just three. But obviously if you're going to grow herbs, you want to grow a variety of herb that you use, in the kitchen. And there's so many. And they're not hard to grow at all. They really aren't. A lot of people grow them in containers and, put them in a 12-inch pot, maybe a little bit bigger than that, maybe 14-inch pot with good soil. A good potting soil works fine. Mm. Or if you're going to put them in the ground in your flower bed, follow that same formula we talked about for tomatoes a minute ago. That's probably the way to do it. But herbs are a fun thing to grow. You can use them all summer long. They'll last all the way through the fall. Mm. And so anyway, consider those when we're talking about tomato plants. Kind of look in your kitchen what you use to cook with and grow your own.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing to do.
It's very rewarding too when you're making a pizza or you're making tacos and you're like, oh, we need some cilantro. You go out there and just bloop and you're good.
And there it is.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. That is fun. One other thing I was going to mention today, this is a little bit off topic here, but a lot of folks will come to me and say, Mike, I've got a tree, just a mature tree in my yard, that's got all these little holes in it. All these little holes, kind of a ring of holes around it. And they say, I must have the old beetle, like the pine bark beetle, that's bored those holes in my tree, and I'm really worried about the life of the tree. Mm. Well, Ian Stone, another extension guy who sends me stuff, says, not so fast with that. Mm-hmm. It's not really a borer. It's the yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Well, you know, people used to call me that back at home, and we would always have... It would always go fisticuffs after that. But
I was going to say, if you would prefer, we'll call you that. But no, not if we're going to fight them. No way. Yeah. No way. Which is just a bird, obviously. He's kin to a woodpecker, and he pokes those holes. And what he's doing is letting the sap come out. Hmm. Sort of like up in the way up in the Northeast, and they poke the hole in the tree and drain the sap out and, you know, that type of thing. Hmm. But anyway, what he will do is he'll poke those holes in the tree, eat the sap, drink the sap, whatever he does with it, and when that dries up and goes away, he'll do some more holes. Hmm. Now, does this hurt your tree? Yes and no.
Okay.
The big answer is no. Hmm. It's a mature tree. It's just unsightly, not a big deal. But if it's a real young tree and he has drilled those holes all the way around the circumference of that tree, then you might have some problems. So what do? Some people just ignore it. It's not one of those things that you're going to lose sleep over.
Right.
But you can buy a windsock. You know what a windsock is? You can put a windsock that some people just hang out for different colors. Mm. You can do that. You can buy one of these fake owls
and put
that in the tree that's being bothered. And they say they're real skittish about those type of things. Mm. They'll go somewhere else.
Right.
So don't really worry about it. But if you have a young tree and you see those holes going all the way around it, then just put you one of those plastic owls up and cross your fingers. But the point of the whole discussion is don't think you've got the beetles because the beetles will come in later if those holes are there, if that sap is still coming.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's not a problem.
Okay. All right. Get your questions in, 437-1620. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It reminds me, I don't remember the name of the bird, but there's a certain bird that there's a caterpillar that looking thing that burrs into its trees, and they want to eat those. So they'll get a stick and hold it in their beak, and they'll go and they'll poke at these things burrowed in the tree until that caterpillar or whatever it is will latch onto that branch, you know, that piece of stick, and then they'll pull them right out of the hole and they can eat them. And what's crazy about this is that certain birds, when they find a stick that works perfectly, they'll carry that stick with them around for the rest of their life so they can go and get those caterpillars out of the tree. And birds are fascinating to me. So,
I know the name of that bird.
Really?
No. No. I'm just going to name it myself. That's a smart bird.
Very smart. If anybody knows the name, let us know. 437-1620.
Exactly. I bet they do. Oh, and while you're asking the audience, if Catherine is listening, just our greatest listener, she and Lisa just light up the board here. We appreciate that. Tell us about your hummingbirds, whether you are seeing any yet. I put out a hummingbird feeder myself. I put out two of them. Haven't seen anything yet. I think it's a little early, but you might want to have Catherine keep us informed about that because she knows what she's doing.
Yes. We love all of our listeners. Thank you so much for joining the show today. Let us know if you have any questions. I'm going to go ahead and get to this break right now so we can have a little bit more time on the end of this. We'll be right back with more Garden Line right after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Join tomorrow's Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 o'clock with Corey McKern, the artistic director of the Pensacola Opera, as they prepare to pop the bubbly March 15th and 17th for Strauss's beloved operetta, Die Fledermaus, where an elaborate masquerade ball is alive with concealed identities and nonstop laughs. Tickets start at just $25 at PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We were talking about hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me the other day, what was the formula that we talked about on the show, weeks and weeks ago, for hummingbird nectar to put into a hummingbird feeder. And so I brought that. One part sugar, three parts water, and then, this is optional, some red food coloring. But the person who wrote up this says, I don't usually use the food coloring. It doesn't take the hummingbirds long to figure out where the feeders are. Smart birds again, Jake.
Exactly.
Smart birds.
Yeah.
So dissolve the sugar in water and boil for 5 minutes. Take off the heat, let it cool before filling the feeder. And fill the feeder completely full and go at it. I have found, of course, in Pensacola with that sugar water up there, you need to change it. I don't want to say every couple of days because that's kind of hard to do, but I say at least once a week or so. We need to get Catherine to tell us how much she changes.
She just texted in.
Oh, Catherine. Oh, bless
you. She said she has numerous memories of buying seeds and you putting them in a small envelope, but she said no hummingbirds yet. Jan says no red coloring, please. It's not good for them. It's not good for anybody.
Oh, that's good.
Find it without the red
color.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. They're smart birds, kind of like the ones that you're familiar with, Jake.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, those really smart birds.
Exactly. Well, thank you. That's great. Catherine, thank you for your memories of those days. Those were great days, and you would sell a quarter's worth of turnip seed to some people, and they would take it home, plant it, and that was how they fed their family. It was doing some backyard gardening, and we certainly enjoyed those days. They were very, very, very meaningful.
Yes.
Very meaningful. One thing we need to do, Jake, is on going all the way back now to pH and lime.
Okay.
Keep in mind, if you're out going to different garden centers, run by Werner's Turf over on Creighton Road and look into their soil kit. It's kind of a high-tech way to get a soil test that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about your soil. So that's at Werner Turf. It's called Soil Test Kit. Soil Test Kit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
Well, Jake, it's been fun.
Yes.
Thanks.
Mulch or pick up your cuttings after you cut your grass. What do you think?
The experts will say just let them go into the grass. I say pick them up because it picks up weed seeds.
You're listening to...
Thank you for listening today.
News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.